All right, quickly, quick question, boys. This is out to you boys right now. Go back to your high school days right now. Which of the three colognes were you rocking the most? CK1, Cool Water, or Jordan Cologne? Hit me.
Man, I'm going to have to say CK because I remember my girl at the time got me CK. And I didn't even like cologne, but that was the thing, you know?
That was the thing.
Yeah, I think everybody had CK, but Cool Water. And what was the other one you said? Yeah,
Cool Water and Cool Water, CK1, or Jordan Cologne.
Yeah, for sure. CK.
CK? Yeah, I had the CK1, but I love Cool Water as well. The Jordan, when it came out, I liked it, but I'm gonna go CK1. I don't know, I just came up with that before we jumped on. I was like, man, I need some new cologne. I don't really rock cologne anymore, but then it reminded me of those days. So there we go, some thoughts from the past. Welcome back, everybody, to the Sports Ethos Toronto Raptor Podcast, and I'm your host, as usual, Mr. El Hoopo, and we got A-Rod back from dental spasms. Big smile, A-Rod, and Max P is back in business once again as well. You better pay me. And we got a lot to talk about after that OT thriller in Portland, Oregon, so let's go. What's up, boys?
Yes.
Yes, let me put on my CK1. Am I matching CK1T? Remember they had the t-shirts too?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How's it going, boys? Everyone's good?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
Alright. Well, alright. So as I said off top, let me set up the table as usual. Raptors 118 to Blazers 128 in Portland, Oregon. It took overtime for this one. So hit me one word after this thriller in Manila. A-Rod, hit me. What you got?
Montreal. Shout out to Chris Boucher.
Hey.
For that tipping, man, at the end there.
Bonjour.
Yeah. I mean, listen, he hasn't played much this season, but nice to see him get on it.
Yeah.
Get a colossal bucket, send it to OT, and, hey, got to give some credit to him, and hopefully that turns things around for his career personally, because it's always nice to see some guys get some court time, man.
Yeah. A 0.7 left on the clock, right? When he tipped that? Oh, man. Yeah, that was nice. Yeah, good on Chris. What about you, Max?
Jeez. It was ugly.
Ugly.
It looked like two bad teams trying to find a way to throw the win away. I think Portland had a pretty big lead before we made that comeback.
Yeah.
And
pushed it to overtime. Mm-hmm. So I'm watching. I watched, like, I guess the second half and the first, like, 3 minutes of overtime.
Yeah.
And I was like, it don't really fucking matter who wins this game. I'm out. And I left, right? But, because, you know, I'm watching and I want to see how they play. I want to see what was going on. Yeah. But I was like, I don't really got to stick around to see who actually wins the game. But, you know what I mean? Like, and I was true. Like, yeah, I'm out. And so, but yeah, it was nothing really jumped out. I was looking for something to sort of jump out at me, you know.
Yeah,
it just looked like two teams just sort of floating away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I hear you. All right, yeah, I hear you. So ugly and Montreal.
Oh yeah, and Bantam had a lot of playing time.
Ah, he stole it from me.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Well, I'll flip it. I'll say Rexdale Mall. That's what I'll say. What is it? The Fresh Mart. What is it? Value Mart? Fresh Mart?
That Freshco. Store?
Freshco, yeah. Man, my father-in-law, they when they first moved to Toronto, that's where they moved, right on Rexdale Boulevard. And he always loves to still take me there. He's in Fort Erie now, but when he comes to Toronto, he's like, we have to go to Rexdale. And he always wants to take me to Rexdale Mall because the best deals on fish and spice. So, shout out to Delano from Rexdale, because yeah, absolutely, you're making us proud. Another big fluffy line from Delano again. He's on a bit of a heater right now, and he's doing a little bit of everything, and we're all very proud of you. You got Toronto very proud, and Rexdale, I'm sure, quite proud as well. So here you go, Delano. All right, so what else did you boys see from this game that besides a tip in from Boucher and some a lot of heart to get back in the game? What else did you see, A-Rod?
Quickly, running the point.
Yes.
Yes. Was a step up from before. Much needed assists.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit better direction, especially towards the comeback.
Yeah.
But you know, overall, man, just like to see guys get a little bit more comfortable. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you with the IQ. He looks really comfortable right now. He just looks like he's having a bunch of fun too, just playing ball and just hooping. What about you, Max? Anything that stuck out to you besides in the moments you did watch?
I mean, I did notice quickly was amped up.
Yeah.
That was very noticeable because, you know, the season is done. But mm-hmm. You couldn't tell by looking at quickly, you know? If you had just tuned in out of nowhere, didn't know what was going on, and you watched how quickly was playing, you'd think we were fighting for a playoff spot or something.
Yeah.
So that was impressive, you know? I guess he's working on that leader thing, you know?
Yeah, he's the real deal, man. He's the real
deal. You're the man.
Yeah.
Got to work on them skills, baby.
Yeah. I guess we can do a youngins checkup to see how the young boys are playing. And Grady had a bit of a better game coming out from his stinkers, that one stinker he had. So he looks good. IQ obviously looks good. Kelly, he's not one of the young ones, but he's looking real steady right now too with Pirtle out. Good to see Javon getting some more minutes as well. I like what I see from him, but you know, like you said too, to go off what you were saying, Max, like it really doesn't matter who wins mm-hmm. on that one, but you do want to see them lose for the draft pick and you want to see them win for their heart. And it's good to see that it's like, there just was not enough talent to pull it out. Mm-hmm. But they were giving it literally their all right at the end. They really did want that game. You see the guys on the bench jumping around, waving the towels, like they're, Danny Ainge, and you know, just having fun out there, which was good to see. So, you know, keep coaching Darko and keep these boys' heads up and let the young ones go out there and ride. DeAndre Ayton, I wanted to mention that he's a piece of trash. I can't stand DeAndre Ayton.
Sucks.
I'm sorry, and I shouldn't be calling him trash, but man, he drives me nuts. That I don't know, he's my new Ben Simmons. I don't know why. He just
because Ben Simmons is out, there's got to be a new one now.
He's the new one. He took his spot. He took his shoes. I don't know. Does he give you that vibe too? Like this guy, it just to me just feels like he doesn't even want to be playing basketball. And then when he does play, he's like, I'm doing this for you, sort of vibe. You know what I mean? Like this is for you. You're lucky to watch me play right now. Oh really, DeAndre? Like I don't know.
He's an interesting guy. Yeah, I don't really have any like harsh feelings towards him. I don't really care for his game that much. Yeah. I remember he kind of rubbed me in a way as being sort of a quitter or like an overachiever.
Yeah.
You know, even in college when he was at Arizona, they ended up losing to Buffalo in, I believe, the second round, and they were highly favored that year too, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it just went to show that, like, people with more heart tend to outplay him.
Yes, it's evident.
But, you know, no super hard feelings towards him.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's just he annoyed me last night, and then so I had to let that out. He's
super annoying.
He is, right? It comes through the screen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why they got rid of him in Phoenix, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just too much baby stuff.
Way too much baby stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. And speaking of baby stuff, so quick story. My grandfather, he kills the pickleball court. Like he loves pickleball. He intentionally went to get a pacemaker just so his energy would go up so he could play more pickleball. Because mm-hmm. he's killing it out here. Like you're dead. If you step on the pickleball court with my grandpa, you're dead. But there's one thing that happens to him, and I've seen it happen and I've heard it when I'm playing with him, is that he farts a lot. And he doesn't even know he's farting because his ears aren't great, but he just lets them go and he's like, it's just starting to become an issue, right? So I thought, you know, I should bring that to the pod and see if there's any advice I could give my grandpa. Like, is there anywhere in the city you guys know of that maybe could help my grandfather's flatulence? He's got a lot of flatulence on the pickleball court.
Sounds like a supplements problem, man. Sounds like a supplements problem, right?
Where could he go?
Hey. Oh, Popeyes, baby. Yeah,
Popeyes. For all your flatulent needs, if your grandfather farts a lot and it stinks, let him know. Go to Popeyes, Grandpa. Get it fixed up.
That's your service.
Yeah. Well, you know that means this is another segment of This or
That.
Yeah, it's brought to you by Popeyes Supplements. All right, boys. So we were in Portland, so let's stay in Portland. So we got a street fight right off top. And one of the toughest little young dudes in the game, I remember, Steve Blake. He wasn't scared of anybody. We got Steve Blake in this corner from Portland Trail Blazers. And in the other corner, we got another legend. We got Danny Ainge. So we got Danny Ainge versus Steve Blake in an all-out street fight. Who do you got and why? Hit me.
Tough.
All right.
I'm going to go with Danny Ainge, man. That era that he played in was no joke, man.
No.
I know Steve Blake was, you know, part of the Blazers, especially around that time of the Jail Blazers, but
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go with Danny Ainge, man. Danny Ainge, rugged and raw.
For real. All right. 1-0 Ainge. What about you, Max B? Danny Ainge Blake?
Come on, man. I was thinking about the era Danny Ainge played in, but then I was like, wait a minute. Toronto Blue Jay, Danny Ainge all the way.
Yeah.
This is a multi-sport guy right here. Shout out to Deion Sanders and Bo Jackson.
And Bo Jackson, yep.
I mean, Danny Ainge is legit. This dude played for the Blue Jays when we had the powder uniforms with the T-shirt jerseys. Not even the buttons. You got the pullover jerseys. Like, forget about it, man.
That one, that color right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With George Floyd and Lloyd Mosley and
Dave Steve.
You know what I mean? Like, that was Tony Fernandez.
What was the finisher? Tom Hankey. Tom Hankey. The Terminator.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom Hankey, man. I remember that, man.
We were dope from the mid-80s all the way to, like, 93. You know,
man. Remember Dave Steve's hat? It was so sweaty. It was he had been wearing that thing like he wears it after the game. All right, so you got Danny Ainge,
man. a good dugout clearing, brawl baseball style.
Man,
yeah, I can see Danny Ainge getting busy in one of those.
Oh yeah, cheap shots. Danny, cheap shots, Ainge. Yeah, man. Well, I just remembered the one when Steve Blake put down Kenneth Faried. I don't know if you remember that, but then he stood over him too. I was like, this guy, he's not scared of anybody. I heard a quote that even Kobe said, like, that's the toughest old white dude he knows. And Steve Blake, like, and he always had a smile too, like, and then a snarl, like he would just switch. But, yeah, no, even just looking up Danny Ainge pictures, and all you have to type in is Danny Ainge fight, this guy wasn't scared of anybody. He just ran through guys, and then to go on your point, around that era, like, these guys wanted to kill each other. Yeah. And, you know, and
The Celtics would play him and sometimes start him just to annoy certain players. Like, he came into the league with that specific role. It wasn't something like that. This was a coincidence.
No, yeah, he was a hired. What do you call this? A nuisance. He was a hired nuisance.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely going with. I think Steve Blake would give him a go, but Ainge would just cheap shot him, kill him, and his game over. So that's a clean sweep for Danny Ainge. Man, good point with the Blue Jays.
Yes, sir.
I forgot about that. All right, so we're going to go back to who would you draft? Now, who would you draft out of these two legendary? I'm going to say they're two legendary former Portland Trail Blazers that injuries just destroyed them. But imagine no injuries, okay? So keep injuries out of the mix. Who are you drafting with your pick, okay? We got Mr. Greg Oden, all right? Greg Oden, so no injuries, Greg Oden. Or Brandon Roy, no injuries, Brandon Roy. Who you taking?
Greg Oden.
Taking Oden, huh?
Greg Oden all day, man. Nah. I remember when he broke his hand and he still blocked 7 shots, man.
Man.
With the opposite hand. That shit was crazy.
He was a monster.
Greg Oden was just... He was something, man. He was something special. Brandon Roy, I think a lot of people, you know, saw the rookie year and the potential to be something.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people like didn't get to see that version of Odin in the NBA.
Yeah.
So I think like everybody's always like, you know, the what if? What if he was healthy?
Man. And it really dug at him too. You read some stuff that he says, I wouldn't even want to leave home. I just felt like such a failure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Who do you got, Max? We got 1-0 for Greg Oden.
Oh, Brandon Roy, all the way.
You're going Brandon Roy.
Brandon Roy was with Ginobili and Kobe. Those three guys were the most clutch in the league, and nobody was even close. This guy used to hit so many dagger shots.
Big shots.
I mean, Dame Time wasn't really impressive when you think about Ginobili, Brandon Roy, and Kobe. Like, nowadays you don't have too much of that. So now Dame Lillard gets a nickname. But he wouldn't have got a nickname if he played in the league the same time as Brandon Roy, I tell you that.
Yeah.
He was clutch. And then he got injured. I was very disappointed when he got hurt.
It was his knees, right?
Yeah.
Brandon Roy was a killer. That's right.
He was a killer. Big
shots. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's a tie. So I got to break the tie. I just remember when Greg Oden came in the league that he had that presence. I remember, and I had to watch because he was so big. And he was talented, but then he just never played. So if I keep injuries, like, he just never played. Yeah. I feel like he played 3 professional games, and that was it. Like, I just, and then all the rest of the time, he was either on the bench or on the ground. And I was just like, this poor guy. And then Brandon Roy, yes, I jog my memory. This guy has hit big shots. He was just constantly in the highlights of just big shots, Brandon Roy. But then again, just hurt all the time. Mm-hmm. But if you keep, like I said, keep injuries out of the mix, I got to go with A-Rod on this one. I'm going with he just, there was something there with Greg Oden. And I don't know, he was just a man's man's man. Like, he was just too big for the time. He was just too strong, and just nobody could handle him. And if there was no injuries, I don't know who in that era could have stopped him, really, besides, like, was that at the tail end? I can't even remember now. Shaq was still around. Like, no one could have stopped him.
No. I mean, nobody matched him up in terms of size.
No.
I mean, maybe Yao.
Yeah, but he would have ran over Yao with good knees and no health issues. He would have ran right.
I'm trying to think of people that were like big enough to even go with him.
I can't even remember. But there we go. Greg Oden for the win. All right, so we got one more here. I don't know. It's pretty obvious the answer on this one, but I wanted to just throw it out there just because. But who would you say had better handles? Jamal Crawford? All right. Jamal Crawford, a legend. Or Sebastian Telfair.
Hey.
Also a former Trailblazer. So we got Telfair or Crawford. Who you got is better, who got better handles?
Crawford, man.
Crawford. Yeah.
Yeah, Crawford all day, man. Sebastian Telfair is just all hype, man. And I believe he's from New York, right?
Yeah.
So that's why a lot of people just gave him that credit just because he was from there. Mm-hmm. But like Jamal Crawford, I mean, come on, man. This guy, like, you've seen it in the leagues for how many years? This guy has countless highlight reels, man.
Yeah.
The level of respect this guy has from his peers too is unmatched.
There was a clip the other day I saw of him on the court with Wemby teaching him across. And Wemby was doing it real slow, and like that's all the league needs is Wemby to learn across from Jamal Crawford. So who do you got? Jamal Crawford or Telfair, Max P? Who you got?
I'm going definitely Jamal Crawford.
Yeah.
Homeboy's Kyrie Irving's godfather. I keep forgetting his name. He had some really good handles.
Oh, Rod Strickland.
Rod Strickland. Rod Strickland had some great handles.
He played for Portland, too.
Yeah. Whereas Telfair was a little scrappy New York guard, but he never really showed the league anything before he faded away, you know?
Yeah, no. He never played for the Raptors for a moment.
Oh, yeah?
Remember that?
Quick stop in time.
Quick stop, yeah.
Yeah. He never really got anything going in the league.
No. And Jamal was just, I'm going to agree with both of you.
So, dude, a Rutgers guy, a NBA guy, a six-man guy, handles dude, He played for a long time too.
He always had a place in the league. He went through a couple generations, and he always had a place in the league because he could hit shots. He was quick. He was smart, and he could just make you just drop. He would just keep continually dropping dudes, and it was just beautiful to see. And like you said, he's a legend, and he's still out here teaching guys how to do it because his name will never go away, Jamal Crawford. You know that name just it rings bells. It and you we'll never forget that name.
He does a good job on TNT, too.
That's right. Yeah, he does. That's right. All right, shouts out for this one. So we spoke on it earlier, but Delano Banton, who is doing a couple big things right now in Portland. I know there's guys that are hurt. I know you could just run down a list of why. Why is Delano? Why is it? Well, you know what? Delano is still doing it, and he's been doing it for a month or so right now. And so I just wanted to give a shout-out to Delano Banton. From Toronto, from Rexdale, and a former Toronto Raptor, but supposedly things were a little tough to be playing in Toronto and living here, and it was a little tough for him, so from what I hear, so he had to get out of here. So he had to go all the way to Portland, Oregon, so, and he's doing some things out there.
Well, it's good that he's doing well, man. You remember he stopped off in Boston quickly, right?
Yeah. Yep, stopped off in Boston, yeah.
Nice to see him doing well now. I was never a big fan, but good to see a young man doing well.
Exactly. That's the point. You know, see him do well, see him get his head right, and just play. Because there's an obvious reason why you're in the league, too. Right? And shout out to Clyde Drexler. Clyde Drexler. He would give Michael a go. He'd give Jordan a go, remember?
Yeah. He'd give him a go. Yeah, there was that one season. They had that one season where people were like, I wonder. And Michael's like, no, you don't. You do not wonder.
Even his number was one less. I wonder. I remember that year, too. Yeah. I wonder, is he there with him?
Nope.
Remember that game? That was the game that everybody was like, I guess not. Nope. Shout out to Terry Porter.
Terry Porter, underrated.
Very underrated basketball player, man. Terry Porter was just a steamboat. That boy was just so good. He was just smart and a perfect complementary piece to that team. I just remember he was just a perfect piece to be. What was the other guy's name? Cliff Robinson.
And Jerome Kersey.
Mm-hmm.
Jerome Kersey, yeah, those two.
Anyways,
I remember they had those big guys, those big versatile guys before anybody had them, you know?
Built to beat the Bulls, man.
Could you imagine those guys in today's league?
Silver, get rid of them. He'd be just like, no, you guys are too tough. This is not what the league's about anymore. No.
It's too bad that we only got to experience the tail end of Sabonis.
Yes.
Sabonis was nice. Sabonis was nice.
Well, that was next. Man, he was, well done.
He was proper, man.
He's a legend.
Proper. European legend, man.
He was definitely Joker before Joker. Like, that's the best way to describe his game for anybody who hasn't seen him play. He was basically Joker.
He'd throw those passes like that.
Like he was a great, great all kind of skills for a big man, you know?
And then he's got his son, you know? And then his son was nice. Is doing the same thing now. He's like almost averaging a triple double. I mean, it's just in the blood. But what Arvidas did, I wanted to speak on him next, is just he had that, like you said, it's like Jokic before Jokic. He was just big. He was just big. He didn't look like he was in great shape, but he's just so smart, and he was such a basketball aficionado, and you could just see it in it, the way he moved, and he didn't have to move too much, but he would influence the entire game every play. So
Rasheed Wallace said it was the most skilled player he ever played with.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, and they didn't like each other, so that was like real talk, you know.
Really?
He wasn't saying that because they was friends or nothing, you know. They had their issues, but when you put that aside, he was like, that dude right there, most skilled player I ever played with.
And that means a lot.
That means a lot coming from Rasheed.
Interesting.
Man, I still remember Rasheed was playing for the Jailblazers and then went over.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Detroit wins, man. That's the last time you ever heard of a good Detroit team.
Yep, that's true. Next up, we have Courtney Love, is from Portland, and I just wanted to give her a shout out from back in the day. Her and the legendary Kurt Cobain from Nirvana. Her acting skills, she did her chops in that movie, the Larry Flint movie. She absolutely destroyed that movie. It was like she was just being herself, but probably she was, but she killed that movie. I just remember the Larry Flint movie and Courtney Love. I was never really into the music, but on that end, but I got to give props where props are due. Courtney Love, legend. And last but not least, Bill Walton. Now, ooh. Bill Walton.
Walton.
Yes, man. This guy, he's a ginger, and he's a legendary ginger. I didn't know he was a ginger, but then I was looking up pictures, and that right there, that's a ginger. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say that he's with us. So, and I'm happy to bring Bill aboard, Bill Walton, man, because he's a trip now. I don't know if you guys see, like, I think he owns, like, a mushroom farm and a weed farm. And, like,
oh, yeah, he's always Bill been Walton, a pothead, though. Bill Walton, he's always been like that, though.
Greatest announcers and commentators ever on TV, man. Whenever you watch a meaningless basketball game, this guy will not give a flying fuck about the game. He will just talk randomly about the agricultural development of the area, how many planes come in and out, the carbon footprint.
Really?
Yeah, man, you don't care, man. I remember one time I was watching a game about, like, it was Oregon State and, like, UCLA, right? Yeah. And at this time, Oregon State was terrible, so UCLA was up by, like, 40, right?
Yeah.
And he was just like, you know, this is the Conference of Champions. I don't know what happened to Oregon State, but I can tell you three great facts about Oregon. And he just went
Let's go.
Started talking about Oregon. I'm like, this is the guy that you want to listen to a game, you know?
Always microdosed for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, man. He's him a legendary pothead.
Because, you know, side note here.
Yeah.
Before gambling became a thing, you know, and you were somebody who, like, yeah, let's say you had a few bucks on the game or whatever, you'd hear Brent Musburger talk about it, right? Yes. But he would never mention gambling. He would always mention ways around it. And I remember watching a college game, and I knew the total on the game. I didn't have anything on it that day. Maybe I'm lying, maybe I'm not. But point is, Musburger knew, I knew, and I remember he was like, some people are going to be very interested in these free throws. And it was like a 40-point game. So it was like totally meaningless, but you could pick up on those comments, and you knew he had something on it, man. So shout out to that guy, man. He was cool, man. Cool long before he had all this stupid commercial every 5 minutes about FanDuel.
But cool Bill Walton, too, right? Like, Bill Walton's the type of dude you want to hang out with. I can tell that, like, he's just the type of dude you could just chop it up for hours. You know what I mean? Just microdosing and reminiscing. So, anyways, that was a fun. That was another fun. This or
that.
Brought to you by Supplements. All right, boys. So let's go around the NBA now. And I have a couple of notes here I think would be fun to go off on. I don't know if you saw that clip, but the Pistons GM was live at the game in Detroit, Michigan, and got into it with a fan. And the fan and him started getting, they almost got in a fight, and he just basically just got the fan kicked out of the game in Detroit. Now, this is not good vibes. Not good vibes at all for the GM, Troy Weaver. So what do you think of that? What do you think of a GM sitting there watching the game, getting in a fight with a fan at their own home game, and then getting that fan kicked out? Like, when your team sucks. Like, your team is brutal ass. You know what I mean?
Well, hey, put it on the season highlight film, man. Because, I mean, there's far worse things on the court going on than that in the stands, right? So.
Yeah, I know. But the GM, like, you need to hold your shit together, man. Hold it together. Be at least a little, because your team is not professional, and you made a few mistakes. Like, at least you hold it together. Like, you know what I mean? Like, come on, man. But, anyways.
Typical. It's the when you got a team that's that bad, it's the whole thing, right? If I owned the Detroit Pistons, I would literally fire everyone in the building. I don't care, because obviously some people don't deserve to get fired. Beat it too, because I want everyone to see how bad it is and feel bad for those people who don't deserve to get fired. Everybody's got to go
and make sure it doesn't happen again.
You just got to send a message to everybody. I'm not cool with this. I'm not cool with this. You know what I'm saying? And as a GM, like, a fan starts yelling at you, shut the fuck up, put your head down, and walk away.
Exactly.
Because the way your team looks right now, that's the only thing you could have done. That's I don't care point. What that dude was saying to you. I don't care what he was saying to you. Yeah. As bad as the team is right there, put your head down, turn away, and walk away. That's your only option as the GM of the Detroit Pistons in that situation. Read the room, homie.
You expressed exactly how I wanted to say it and said it better right there. That's exactly my point. I can't agree with you anymore. Like, just go away. Don't get into it with them. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, because you should know who you are. Now we know your name. Now we know what you look like. Nobody knew what the hell the Detroit Pistons manager looked like.
Yeah.
Like, come on,
now
bro.
Look at you. Now look at you. You're on the big screen in a fight with a guy he had a Red Wings jersey on too. It's like,
guaranteed
hometown guy. Yeah.
Guaranteed you're not getting another job. No. You were working with the Pistons, and I know you from arguing with the fan. Like, exactly. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Exactly. Yeah. Get your mind right, Troy Weaver. Get your mind right. Gobert insinuates in the media that, to go on what you were talking about, A-Rod, about gambling. Gobert the other day insinuated that gambling is affecting the referees. He said that. He blatantly said, I think gambling is in the mix with these refs right now. So I don't know. What you guys think?
Leave
about,
it up to the foreigner to say that awkward thing. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, listen, boys. Like, elephant in the room. We all watch NBA. We all watch sports. It's not just the NBA, but like, mm-hmm. they really need to fuck off with this gambling shit because it's on every 2 minutes. You got somebody on TSN, like what's her name? Kate. I can't remember her name.
Burness.
Yeah, Kate Burness.
Yeah.
And you got like some of the other
Mitchell and Leo. I got the parlay. Like, shut up.
Yeah, I got the single game parlay here, same game parlay. I'm going to go with Jalen Brunson over 25 points because he's been getting this, and this is going to be great.
That part.
And it's just like, listen, I just want to watch the game, man.
Yeah.
Like,
you open up the NBA app and they got the gambling built into the app too. So it's like,
and the worst part is it's like every single commercial has something and every halftime analysis and whatever, but then they're like to the players, you can't gamble, and it's like, bro, this is a full time gambling ad already, man, and you're telling me that these guys can't go put
good
like,
point.
Money on bro, themselves
on, like this on really, NBA like, League Pass. When you're watching the game,
good point.
It'll show you the options for different streams, and it'll also show you the odds. Like on the screen while you're watching the game, it'll give you the odds of the game. Like, so
and
you
then
can
go,
your,
and then you got that, and the players can't even bet. Like, come on, man.
They bet, and they just can't bet in certain ways, right? Or certain. Because in the NFL, like, they got all these complicated rules, but the players can bet. They just can't bet within a certain distance of the team facilities. It's, I don't know. It's very, they're betting. The referees are betting.
Too.
The players are betting.
For
they're
sure.
betting, bro.
For sure. People are getting money. It's not like it stopped after Donahue got caught. Like, come on.
Not like it started with Donahue either.
Yeah, exactly. and to go on the point, it's like, what was I going to say? Oh, I missed it. It's gone now. But yeah, no. It's gross and it needs to stop and I'm glad Gobert called it out like that. Say it. The referees
are right, A-Rod. It's too close, though. A-Rod, you're right. It's too close. The gambling in the sports is like, what are we doing here?
Well, that's what I was gonna say.
WWE, then okay.
That's what I'm saying. The TSN has hosts for the actual. Talking about the gambling, like you talked about Kate, game, but then they're like, oh, okay, let's go to our host of the gambling part. There's that one guy, and it, like, really? Like, this
they do
is
that
ridiculous.
On ESPN too, where it's like a completely different show within the show. It's awful. Like, who's this guy? Oh, that's the FanDuel guy. Oh, okay.
And then they do that little bullshit.
Go ahead. I would say the worst part too is about this is these people give odds and they give picks and they say their little spiel. But none of them understand that when you say this to the common person, right, and they think you're knowledgeable about the sport, right, they're going to go take their money and go put that
it
on there, right? And they'll end up losing, right, because that's how Vegas was built, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the TSN people don't care because they're bankrolled by TSN. They don't give a shit. They don't have real money to actually lose. Other people do have real money. So it's totally irresponsible to me to keep doing that, especially with people that don't understand anything and aren't professionals.
And that's what I was just going to say to go on exactly your point. They go through all of that, the whole thing. They push it, and at the very end, they're like, if you know anybody with a gambling problem, what? Come on, man.
I'm like watching this stuff, getting anxiety, man, because I'm thinking about like how why the Raptors shouldn't win because I need so and so to like win.
Yeah, you just told me.
It's ridiculous, man. Like I don't. I just want to enjoy things, man. That's it.
Go back to your point. Take it out of the game where it's just it's there, but don't make it there. Let's just, you know what I mean? Like, just don't put it out like this. I get it, but just don't. You know, it's too much. All right, next up. Speaking of next up game, unless we want to go on Ben Simmons, who odds came out. Odds, we talk about odds. Odds came out. The Raptors are the third. We have the third most Jesus odds to Christ. Get Ben. And I saw that, and I will take a year off.
I will take I'll a year off. I'll see you in 2026,
off.
Man.
I'm with you.
I am. Sports Eagles, find other hosts. Game, man. I'm not watching one game if this guy gets on this team, man.
Nope.
I'm not. You know why? 100%. Because I'm not watching one fucking summer league video where this guy goes and puts up shots in a gymnasium, shooting threes, and then guys are gonna be like, "Oh shit, he's been working on his game."
He is.
I've seen it for like 7-8 seasons now, man. I do not want to see this. I do not want to hear about it. I do not care about this guy.
No.
He is a bum.
I don't see a team that owns the Leafs and has Masai Ujiri in the building. Bring Ben Simmons onto the organ. I just don't see it. Like, what part of Canada is cool with a Ben Simmons? Like, where?
Nowhere.
Where does it tell you Ben Simmons? It. Yeah.
I think the only place in all of Canada that would be cool with Ben Simmons. No, I'm really going to think about this. Let's think of one place. Calgary. Calgary or Halifax? No disrespect, Halifax. Sorry. I don't know how you roll. So, anyway. Yeah, fuck Ben Simmons. He better not end up here. Sports Ethos, you'll have to find new hosts because we won't cover the team. I promise you that. So next up, we got Raptors at Denver, 9 p.m. March 11th, which is tomorrow. So what is
the big one?
Yeah. So hit me. What do you boys want to see?
I don't know.
Whoa, just, man.
Please just keep it close, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Because the way we're going goodness. Right now, I mean, listen, I missed out the last part, but I'll say this. What I watched in that Pelicans game.
Fly, Pelican, baby, fly.
I've never seen a more mediocre team look like a team of greatness that night. That was sad, man. I mean, the amount of threes these shit. Guys were hitting. And just
it was that dude layups. Once again, somebody having a career game against the Raptors.
The Trey third, Murphy. What's his name? Trey Murphy.
Yep.
10 threes, man.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know if he starts. That dude was killing us that night.
He's nice, but he's not that nice.
No, he's not definitely 10 not threes that nice. Nice.
Like, no, he's definitely not that nice.
I mean, so if you're gonna tell me the Pelicans are operating on that kind of level, and then you wanted the Raptors to go to Denver and let Jokic pull the strings with Murray in that two man game, Jesus. Just please keep it close, man. Just keep it respectable. That's all.
I know. And you look at the lineup, too. You got, like, Nowora. There's not a lot being rolled out there right now.
Mm-hmm. I think Gordon is just going to destroy us with the mismatch. I don't see how we match up with Aaron Gordon. Yeah, and obviously, we don't match up with the Joker either. But I think Gordon's going to be the one that kills us.
And shout out to Aaron Gordon. I'd say the second best dunk contest ever here in Toronto, the All-Star game when it was
Toronto. Well, it
was in
Toronto, huh?
That dunk contest with Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon, you won
that. They did that in the cold.
You won that. That dunk you put with where you put the ball underneath your two legs, you sat in the air. I saw Aaron Gordon sit in the air. He was sitting there, and he went and put the ball under both legs. Game over. I'm sorry.
Definitely one of the best. It's up there with Dominique and Jordan and because, like I felt Aaron got robbed, but Zach LaVine is still one of the best dunkers I've ever seen, and he also deserved to win. The other guy got robbed, so that was a great dunk competition.
Yeah. And they went back and forth. You remember the guy who came out with the jeans? Not that we only have like 30 seconds, but remember the guy who came out with the jeans on the break and he did that crazy dunk? You remember that?
No.
It was just like random out of nowhere. This guy just out of nowhere just jeans and went baseline. And
is that Killigan?
Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
A professional dunker. Yes,
yeah. But he did that in jeans.
Yeah. Wow.
Anyways, boys, But we'll do this for Bill Walton. Let's put the two peace signs up for Bill Walton. Bill Walton for agriculture. For agriculture, man. On that note, boys, have a good night, and we will be talking soon. Go Raps.
Go Raps.
Go Raps. This was another episode of the Sportitos Toronto Raptor Podcast, and I just got sick to my stomach at the idea of Ben Simmons joining the Toronto Raptors. So Masai, I know you're not listening, but I'm going to send this out right now just in case you are, or Bobby Webster. If Ben Simmons gets signed to the Toronto Raptors, I motherfucking quit. Yeah, man, yeah.